JC Corcoran Podcast.
There was an old farmer who lived by a rock. Sat in the meadow, was shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And in days of yore, they met a young maiden. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass, pulled up her dresses to show us her ruffles and laces. With a white fluffy duck, said she was learning a new way to bring up her children and teach them to knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt, while the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the boys just like girls sometimes do, to make it quite clear that she wanted to go for a nice pleasant stroll on the grass. Hurry back home for a nice piece of ice cream and cake that stood three layers tall. After dessert, she was ready to go for another walk down by the dock. But then a young man with a sizable roll of 100s and a big bulge up front, he'd ask politely, she'd show him her little pet dog that was subject to fits. He'd reach on over, grab hold of her small tender hands with the movement so quick. She'd bend on over and suck on his soda so sweetly till she finished it. Then pull down her panties to rub on her hip that she bruised as she ran down the halls. Cause he tried to force her to lick on his candy so tasty made of butterscotch. And then he spread whipped cream all over her cookies that she had been baking all night. If you think this is dirty, you're f***ing well right.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Friday, July 15th, 2022, 120 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. How you doing, kids? You are at jconline.com. For those of you who listened to the podcast yesterday, I must make an apology. There were two mistakes, two glaring mistakes, as a matter of fact, in the interview we did with Richie Fure, who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for being one of the founding members of Buffalo Springfield and Poco. Pretty impressive work. Something is happening to my head while I am back. I hadn't been back in St. Louis for a couple of months because of the pandemic and other stuff, you know, my daughter's in school and everything. It's a long story. But anyhow, we've been here now for a week, and I'm having some sort of allergic reaction. Do you ever walk around all day feeling like you got a head full of wet newspaper? That's the best way I can describe it. And sometimes if you take an antihistamine, you know how you get a little fuzzy around the edges, and you almost feel like you're stoned a little bit. My eyes have been glassy and watered over. You know, I'm rubbing my eyes all the time. I've gone through, you know, an entire Costco crate full of Kleenex since we got here. I don't know what's going on. Now, last night it started to back off a little bit, and I would say that this is the first morning in 5 or 6 days that I've actually felt like myself. And it is interesting because I remember when I moved to St. Louis in 1984, I started having all of these, you know, problems, you know, allergic reactions to things, you know, to the ragweed and the plantain and all the other stuff that you find in this part of the country that, you know, if you, I remember going to ENT and he said, yeah, there's people who have never had any problems like this before in their entire lives. They move to Missouri and all of a sudden they can't breathe. And it's complicated by the fact that when I was 14 years old, I broke my nose, and the doctor was not shall we say, experienced. We had a clinic that we used to have to go to as part of our arrangement with our baseball league, and it was full of a bunch of Puerto Rican doctors who did not speak English. I remember Paul Fosco got spiked once, and he had to go there and get some stitches, and they wrote down that he had gotten kicked in the leg because they didn't understand what spiked meant. And so that's what they wrote down, because that was the language barrier. So I went in. I was hitting fungos to the outfielders, and they would throw. I didn't have anybody to catch for me, so they would throw it in, usually on one hop. I would deaden it with the bat and then pick it up and hit another one. One guy threw it on a fly ball. I'm thinking, hold out the bat, and I fouled it off right into my face, broke my nose, blood all over the place, and I don't think that they, as they were treating it, that they did what they had to do, that they were supposed to do, or I don't know what. All I know is I've got 30% air passage in my right nostril. I have since I was 14 years old. So everything that, is involved with your upper respiratory system, basically your nose, is exacerbated by the fact that I can't breathe on one side of my head. Oh, woe is me. Everybody's dragging something around. I don't mean to make it sound like, I have some sort of special problem, because if you really get intimate with people and you start asking, okay, what's wrong with you? What do you have? You'll find that almost everybody is dragging something around. And in most cases, it's actually a hell of a lot more serious than having only 30% air passage in your right nostril, okay? But anyhow, consequently, I felt stupid for about the last 3 or 4 days because, you just feel like, like I said, it almost feels like you're a little bit high. And so you shouldn't do a radio show. You shouldn't operate heavy equipment. You shouldn't do any of that stuff. But like a dummy, I've been trying to work through it. And like I said, I apologize yesterday for a couple of egregious errors in the podcast. Please don't go back and listen and focus any more attention on it, all right? And as I'm saying all of this, I'm noticing that my eyes are watering up and getting all glassy again here today. I thought maybe I'd turn the corner on this thing, but also maybe not. Well, it turns out the Secret Service wants to be even more secret than we thought. If you've been following this story that broke yesterday, turns out some Secret Service guys are being accused of deliberately destroying evidence in the whole January 6th thing. We got another primetime show coming up on Thursday night. That could be the last one, by the way. It's interesting, Adam Kinzinger, one of the guys on the committee, is going to be in a rerun on Colbert tonight. If you didn't see it and you are really sort of interested in everything regarding the January 6th committee and you didn't see the Adam Kinzinger appearance on Colbert, I highly recommend that you watch it tonight on the rerun, because when I saw it, I was like, wow, wow, wow. I always say here on the podcast, we do politics only when it's absolutely unavoidable, and it's becoming more and more unavoidable lately, I'm sorry to say. Overnight, we have learned that there's been a 40% increase in this country in monkeypox. Just in case you are running out of things to be worried about, if you have tickets to the ball game on Sunday, I've got bad news. It looks like we are going to be hit with waves of rain and thunderstorms and possible severe weather all day on Sunday. There's a possibility we could see some of that on Saturday, but especially Sunday. I'm not saying it's going to be a washout, but there could be a bunch of delays and stuff like that. And then next week gets really, really hot again. Cardinals shut out for the fifth time this month, and it's only the 15th of July. Now, going into the game earlier this week, I just remember them saying that we got 11 guys on the IL. 11. Now, Tyler O'Neill came off, and he was in the lineup last night. So, I don't know, maybe it's down to 10 now. I was sort of disappointed to see that Lars Nootbaar, who had a couple of great plays, a couple of big hits here earlier this week, got sent back down to Memphis. But I think that they're grooming him. I think they want him to get those at-bats on a daily basis. I don't think sending him back to Memphis was a commentary on his quality of play. They do that in Major League Baseball all the time. It's like, we want you to get those at-bats. We want you hitting every single day in game situations, and it's only a matter of time before one of two things happens. Either Lars Nootbaar is a starter for the Cardinals or ends up as, you know, trade bait in some way, but he's making his mark. When we are in St. Louis, we stay with my mother-in-law at her house in Maryland Heights. I'm set up in her corner of her living room here. She does not, however, have Bally Sports. So if I want to see the ball games, it's one of those weird things. Now, I pay, I think it's like $149 a year for the Major League Baseball package, okay? So that when I'm in Florida, I can watch the Cardinals. But what happens is that when I come to St. Louis, that's disabled. So even though I'm paying $150 a year to watch the Cardinal games, when I come to St. Louis, those games are blacked out, which sounds stupid. And the reason why it sounds stupid is because it is. And if you're saying, well, why would they do that? Well, because they have these arrangements with the Major League Baseball franchises and their broadcast operations, including obviously Bally Sports in St. Louis. They don't want you to watch the Major League Baseball package version of the game. They want you to watch the local thing, which of course is Bally's here. Why do they want you to do that? Well, because all of the advertisers who have spent all these, you know, enormous amounts of money to have commercials run during Cardinal baseball from season to season would then be quote unquote hurt. Now you might ask yourself, well then why don't they just put that feed on the Major League Baseball package so you can watch that? You're paying $150 already and it's blacked out. You can't see the game. And the reason that is because of the, I guess you would say, the internet, all of the performers and voiceover people and people who perform music in commercials and the actors who are part of the commercials that you see and the producers and the directors and all that sort of stuff, their work is all based on how many people see it. So let's just say I'm an actor in a TV commercial, and the first question I ask is, where is this commercial going to be seen? And if they say it's only going to be seen in the St. Louis market, well, I get X amount of money. But if that commercial is going to be seen outside of the St. Louis market, if it's going to be a national spot, well, then the price goes way, way up. And the people who are responsible for this don't want to pay that amount of money. So their solution has been to just black out my Cardinal baseball telecast while I'm in St. Louis, which is just crazy. Now, I've heard there's been talk that they might possibly be doing away with the blackout rules. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has been saying something lately about, you know, all of this stuff changing in the next couple of years or so. We'll see. All I know is if I want to watch the Cardinal baseball games, I got to go someplace. So I got to go to a sports bar. So I ended up at Westport Social last night. And the problem with that is that it's so friggin' loud in there. There's no audio from the game. So you have all these giant screens, and they're really, really nice screens, but you can't hear the game. And it used to be that you could have brought a radio along. You remember when you would go to a baseball game back in the, geez, even as late as maybe the 80s, and you would see people sitting there with a little headset on or with a radio in their lap or something because they want to watch the game in person, but they also want to hear what's being said about the game. You can't do that anymore because there's like a 45-second delay now. I'm telling you, the people who are I love the game of baseball, and I always will, but the people who are running MLB seem like they have some sort of death wish or something for Major League Baseball. They're just figuring out every single way they can kill the game. So I'm sitting at the bar at Westport Social last night, and by the way, it's 14 degrees everywhere inside in St. Louis. I don't know why that is. You go to the grocery store and you got to bring a coat. You go to a sports bar, you figure out, oh, watch a ball game. I just automatically bring a fleece along with me now. Sometimes, and movie theaters are really bad about this too. You got to bring a coat and a long pair of pants, or you'll die of exposure watching a friggin' 2-hour movie. And I don't know who sets the thermostat at these places or why. I have a hunch it's the workers. And the workers, you know, they're running around like crazy because it's like you need your food right away. You need your drinks right away. You got to run from one end of the bar to the other end of the bar. Then you got to run to a table and run back. Then you got to run in and out of the kitchen and do all that. And I think those people are the ones setting the thermostat in all these places. The only problem is if you're just sitting at a table trying to have something to eat and watch a baseball game on the big screen, it feels like it's about 14 degrees in there. Speaking of 14, that's how much my burger was. It was a good burger, and I can't remember the last time that I was served a hamburger, any sort of hamburger, or any sort of meal, for that matter, of that kind, you know, sandwich type thing, that came with just that and nothing else. Not even a stinking French fry, not even a damn pickle, nothing. It's just the cheeseburger, and that's it. I was writing my notes on a napkin here. I got to put my glasses on now because I can't see what I wrote here. Oh, yeah. How about Dylan Carlson trying to take the extra base on Mookie Betts last night? That's a dumb idea. He was cut down. That was in the sixth inning. Bellinger, two-run homer in the seventh. That made it 4-0. You can argue whether Dakota Hudson should have still been in the game in the seventh inning, but if you're Ollie Marmol, you're sitting there going, I just used pretty much my entire bullpen the night before, and I got a weekend series coming up, and somebody's going to have to pitch. So I don't want to say they necessarily conceded the outcome of the game last night, but it was pretty close because you somebody has to pitch for the next 3 days. And they used almost everybody in that game on Wednesday night. By the way, Mike Shannon turning 83 years old today. Hope he's enjoying his retirement. Unfortunately, the elimination of Mike Shannon meant a lot more Ricky Horton, and I swear to God, as much as I like John Rooney doing the games, I cannot stand the sound of the voice of Rick Horton. I cannot stand. And then, if something exciting happens, like a home run or something, and Rick Horton is doing the play-by-play that inning, it sounds like some 11-year-old boy sitting in front of the TV talking into a pencil, pretending he's the play-by-play guy. And he's just swinging a long fly ball, it's a home run! Rick Horton's voice, when he gets excited, can shatter glass. And then his stupid Vitae commercials for the anti-abortion group. I am unaware of any other Major League Baseball franchise in the entire league that runs issue advertising during the baseball games. Welcome to St. Louis. Oh, and of course, now you got Christian Family Day this weekend. Is that tomorrow or is that Sunday? Is that Saturday or Sunday? Because there's a good chance the game is going to get washed out on Sunday. And I'd like to see Rick Horton out on the field get struck by lightning a couple of times. How ironic. It's like rain on Christian Family Day. Anyhow, this is one of my favorite things out of the archives. We always play this on the opening day show. This is me, Jamie Allman, Misha, our former intern, and the sports monster, Steve Schlanger.
These are some of the things that he's actually said.
Oh, really?
On the air.
I love Mike Shannon.
About what made Whitey Herzog such an exceptional manager. The key thing is he has a photogenic mind. On the Cubs-Cardinals rivalry, it doesn't matter if they're home or away or vice versa. After hearing Jose Oquendo's family was settling into St. Louis, he's going to make his winter home here year-round. On a batter being called out on strikes, he knew he was out when he heard that right hand go up. Following a line out to first base, the Giants just got a taste of the medicine they've been enjoying all day. On a 1-0 lead at Wrigley Field, one run in this ballpark is like a grain of salt in the Sahara Desert. Once he said, it was raining so hard I thought it was going to stop. And finally, you can't argue with the weather.
One time I heard him say, all right, let's review the sequence of events in no particular order.
Hewlett was telling me that he was talking about Jordan and Langford, and he said, these guys are a one-man wrecking crew. And then he paused for a minute and said, together.
Yeah, the best one I remember was from when they were in New York. It was a full moon, and Mike Shannon said, boy, I wish you folks in St. Louis could see this. We can, Mike.
And for all the jokes about Mike Shannon, I mean, you think about that story, it is pretty remarkable. You know, here's a guy still in his 20s. He's at the peak of his Major League Baseball career, and the doctors come along and say, if you keep playing, you're going to slide someday and you might die out at second base, just laying there. So now he's got a wife and he's got a family and he's got no income. And of course, this is back in the 60s. This is not when they were handing out $30 million a year contracts. There wasn't that much distance between what you and I make a year and what the Major League Baseball players were making a year. And he's made it very clear in interviews that at that time in his life, he was scared shitless. What am I going to do to make a living? So he got the broadcast gig and it all sort of turned out okay. And I don't think I've ever played this back on the air. This has been in my archives here and I just don't think I've ever replayed it. And this goes back, I would say, maybe 12 years. And we had Mike Shannon on our big Christmas show. Remember how we used to do that big Christmas show and people would call up and they would just show up at the station and Canettos would come along and cater the entire thing. And we just, you know, we'd have live performances. Aaron Bodie would come in, stuff. And people get a little soft around the holidays. Anyhow, they become emotional. And this was just one of those moments.
Mike Shannon just recently celebrated 50 years in the Cardinal organization. When you think of a St. Louis athlete who has done more, accomplished more, had more success in his own hometown, you can't think of one other than Mike Shannon. He went to CBC High School, starred there as an athlete, went to the University of Missouri, starred there as an athlete, mm-hmm. goes to the hometown baseball team, wins two World Series, and then becomes the announcer and has been doing that for a whole bunch of years. Mike, when you look back at it all, isn't it hard to believe that it all worked out so perfectly like that?
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, I can still remember the day that I signed, and it has gone 50 years so fast. I can't tell you how fast it's gone, but I'm so fortunate to be, you know, to have all of that happen to me.
Yes, it's just been a fantastic ride, and of course, you have many years to go yet, sir. I hope.
Well, as I said that night that the Cardinals were so kind to honor me on my 50 years, I don't know whether it's going to be 5 minutes or 50 seconds, but I'm going to have fun with it, and I hope that I hope that everyone around me will do the same. And that's what life is all about. You need to relax. You need to enjoy it. You need to just step back just a minute and take a look at your family, your kids, your loved ones, and not only that, but enjoy yourself, okay?
And that he does. Mike Shannon, 83 years old today. Speaking of locally grown talent, another Nikki Glaser stand-up special. This one starts tomorrow night, Saturday night on HBO at 9 o'clock. It's called Nikki Glaser, Good, Clean, Filth. We love her. Born for This Moment, Chicago's 38th album is out today. It's been interesting the way Chicago, especially after they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, is still staying relevant. And I got a big one off the bucket list a couple of months ago when we saw Alan Parsons in concert down in Florida. His sixth solo album out today. And he's got Tommy Shaw from Styx and the original singer from Ambrosia, David Pack, guesting on this whole thing. Yesterday, we did the story about Armie Hammer, who got into cannibalism. And like I said, you really got to do something egregious to get kicked out of Hollywood these days. And apparently, cannibalism is one of those things. And so he, you know, talking about a fall from grace, he's been in these tremendous big shot movies, and now he's down somewhere in, where is it? It's not the Bahamas, it's like Aruba or something like that, selling timeshares. Well, it turns out Robert Downey Jr. has been offering emotional and financial support to Armie Hammer. Kevin Spacey pleading not guilty to all five of the sexual assault charges against him in England. The season 5 trailer, the teaser for The Handmaid's Tale, is out. If you punch around, you'll find that. And there's also a trailer for the Showtime series American Gigolo. This is based on the 1980 Richard Gere movie with Lauren Hutton. Man, what a movie that was. Holy cow. And then that Blondie soundtrack is also really, really good. That was an amazing breakthrough movie in 1980. They're making that into a Showtime series. We have the date for the 2023 Grammys. It's going to be Sunday, February 5th in Los Angeles. Not like anybody you've heard recently is going to be performing. Dave Coulier, the subject of You Ought to Know, the Alanis Morissette thing. He says that he and she are totally cool. And he admits that when he heard the song for the first time, he said to himself, you know what? I really must have hurt this girl, and I didn't really mean to do it, and they're cool about the whole thing now. Tom Brady, are you ready for this one? Says the hardest thing about parenting is being so rich, and tried to teach kids what reality is like. And in a separate interview, he says he hasn't talked to Cheeto McTweeto in a lot of years. 82 years ago today, 1940, the Alton Giant, tallest man in history, Robert Wadlow, died at the age of 32. He was 8 foot 11 inches tall, 500 pounds. When he was in kindergarten, he was 5'6". By the time he was 18, he was 8 foot 4, wore size 37 shoes. 34 years ago today, is it possible it could be 30? Yep, 1988, the first Die Hard movie was released. Johnny Versace shot to death outside of his home in Miami on this date 25 years ago, 1997. There were pictures of Johnny Versace at the time and me at the time that I think the RFT actually ran the pictures side by side, and they were basically interchangeable. That's how much we looked alike. And 17 years ago today, 2005, Wedding Crashers was released. We've got birthdays today. Another homegrown talent, Scott Foley, who was in Felicity and is also in Grey's Anatomy, Scandal. He's 50 today. Jason Bonham, 56. Brigitte Nielsen, 59. Forrest Whitaker, one of the guys who came out of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 61 today. Jesse Ventura, clown ass, 71. Arianna Huffington, 72. And Linda Ronstadt, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She also got a bad case of Parkinson's. She is 76. Birthdays on Saturday. Carly Lloyd, the soccer Olympian from the 2015 World Cup situation there, 40 today. Will Ferrell, 55. Phoebe Cates, still looking great at 59 and married to another hometown boy, of course, Kevin Kline, and another actor to come out of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's amazing how this is all coming together here today. Michael Flatley, who grew up about 5 miles from me on the southwest side of Chicago, but he's the lord of the freaking dance, okay? He's 64 tomorrow. Stuart Copeland, one of the biggest jackasses I have ever met. The drummer for The Police, 70. Jimmy Johnson, former Dallas Cowboys, Miami Dolphins head coach, now co-hosts the NFL pregame show on Fox with his rock-solid hair, 79. Birthdays on Sunday. Oh, the girls. I know normal women who love rock and roll and who I like and who like me, but God, Luke Bryan, this country guy, shows up and they just lose it. He's 46 today. Another hometown boy, Alex Winter from U City. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, 57 on Sunday. The Hoff, David Hasselhoff, 70. Terry Geezer Butler, who actually lived in St. Louis for a while, bassist for Black Sabbath, 73. Camilla Parker Bowles, 75. Donald Sutherland, 87 on Sunday. We are in the middle of July. That is vacation time for a lot of people. And a new poll on airline etiquette just found most people think it's okay if you bring food on a plane, but nobody wants to smell your feet. 90% of the poll respondents said you should never take your shoes and socks off. Is it okay to bring your own food on a flight? 94% say yes, even if it smells. Is it socially acceptable to wear pajamas on a plane? 60% said yes. On long flights, is it okay to recline your seat? Most people say yes, but it depends. 38% said go for it. Another 52% said you got to ask the person behind you first. And 11% said no, never, especially if it's a short flight. If you are next to somebody and there's an empty seat in your row, should you move over? Only 56% said yes. Who gets the two middle armrests? 34% said the person in the middle seat should get both. How about, is it okay to swap seats with somebody? 78% said yes. Doesn't mean that they have to do it, though. And is it okay to strike up a conversation with the stranger sitting next to you? 65% said yes. 35% said, shut up and leave me alone. But of the people who say, no, that's okay, you can talk to me, just don't talk to them the entire flight. And if they start reading or if they put their headphones in, that means Shut up. National Ice Cream Day is this Sunday. A few national brands are handing it out for free, including Ace Hardware. Would you like nuts with that? Yes. And Bolts. And somebody I didn't even know was around, Elon Musk's father, Errol Musk, has a secret child with his own stepdaughter. And now he faces a copyright infringement lawsuit from Woody Allen. That, we say that's it for the J.C. Corcoran podcast. Friday, July 15th, 2022, 120 days remaining in our democratic system of government as we have known it. We're here every weekday morning just after 7 o'clock at jcontheline.com. You may email me at jc at jcontheline.com. On Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. I met with the people from the new radio station for a few hours yesterday, and good things are coming. It's just a little while longer while we just put the pieces of this thing together so that when it hits the air, you're going to say, yes, yes. So just give us a little while longer here. It takes a long time, and there's a lot of details that have to be taken care of before you can launch something like this. And I apologize if I got you a little overexcited, a little too early, but it did originally look like we would have been on the air by now, but it's just the way things go. It's taking a little bit longer, but we're almost there. We are almost there. And, of course, a reminder, JC's Roots of Rock Sunday show on K-Wolf 101.7 in the Westplex and online at k-wolf.com. We have a great show for you this weekend. The show airs from 9 to 11. We're starting out with Spirit, I Got a Line on You. Got your Fab Four. We got Twin Spin with the Rolling Stones. Our Motown moment includes a little bit of Marvin Gaye. Our A-list interview is with Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, who just had a birthday a couple of days ago. Great old songs from the 60s and 70s and a little splash of 80s. 2 hours. That is Sunday morning, 9 to 11 again. K-Wolf.com, online, or if you're in the Westplex, 101.7. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.